The following is another KKPR sports presentation. 98.9 The Vibe presents high school basketball. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by The Vibe Sports Club. Up next is the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical, your Hogemeyer independent representatives, 627-1064.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome here to Amherst for what is arguably the best sub-district in the state. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Glad you could join us. We've got two of the top three teams in Class C2 who will be doing battle here tonight. Both will be favored in their games. The overall seed right now is Amherst. Amherst is rated number three in the state. They are number two in the state in terms of wild card points. So that's why we're here in Amherst. They'll be playing host to Grand Island Central Catholic, which is a perennial power. So for them to be the fourth seed in their sub-district really kind of shows the balance that is in this sub-district. And then our second game will have the number one team in the state, according to the Omaha World Herald. They're number three in the state in terms of wild card points. That is the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, who come in with a record of 22-1. Amherst is at 21-1. So the top two teams, both wearing red, a combined 43-2 on the season, and their losses are against teams of a higher class. So you know that those two teams have really played a very good schedule, as has Grand Island Central Catholic, who really is kind of that third team here. And let's not forget Nebraska Christian. They come in tonight with a pretty good record as well. They'll be about eight games over 500 when they take on Donovan Trumbull coming up later tonight. But first things first, we turn our attention here to the home team, the Amherst Broncos, who have a lot to play for here. This is a team that really has kind of been pointing to this season for about 4 or 5 years now. They knew they had a good class moving up, and right now it's time for them to kind of grab that ring, as they will have a couple of seniors, but still will have a lot of talent coming back next year, but we'll worry about that next year. Amherst is just loaded from top to bottom. Grand Island Central Catholic has pretty good depth as well. GICC will have a little bit of an edge in terms of size with Bodie Fox. There's nobody for Amherst that matches up height-wise, but athletically, Amherst athleticism is just off the charts. And so we anticipate a great matchup here tonight.
Tonight's starting lineup is presented by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Grand Island and Kearney, the better bank.
Let's give you that starting lineup. We'll begin, first of all, for Grand Island Central Catholic. They are 10-13 on the year. They have played a very tough schedule. And their starting lineup, they'll be the visiting team. Their starting lineup looks like this. Ishmael Nadir is a 5'11 senior that on the season is, but is averaging right at 14 points and 3.2 rebounds. Thomas LeBon is a 6'1 sophomore that averages 6.5 points and right at 2 rebounds a game. Thomas Birch is a 6'1 freshman that averages 5 points and almost 4 rebounds. Jacob Stegman is 6'3 and a senior. He averages 6 points and 4.2 rebounds. And we mentioned Bodie Fox, 6'8 and a senior. He is averaging 9.4 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. He is also averaging about 2 blocks per ball game as well. That is your starting lineup here for Tino Martinez and the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. Now for the Amherst Broncos, as we mentioned, the top seed here. They're 21-1 on the season. Their only loss comes to a team that's pretty darn good in Class B, and that is York. And they lost that one by just a couple of possessions. Their starters are Austin Adelung, a 5'10 junior that averages right at 11 points and 1 rebound a game. Nolan Elo is a 6-foot-tall senior that averages 14 points and 2.5 rebounds. Carter Riesland is 6'3 and a junior that averages 6.2 points and 6 rebounds. Scout Simmons, a 6'2 senior, averages 9.5 points and 5 rebounds. And Tage Hadwiger is 6'3 and a junior. He averages just short of 15 points and 7.6 rebounds here for head coach Eric Rippon. And that's your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll step away for a moment, come back, and give you we'll tip this one off here from Amherst. You've been listening to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrid seed dealer. It'll be the Crusaders and the Broncos in the C29 sub-districts when we return right after this.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Aloe is turning 20 this year, and we plan to celebrate all year long. Since 2003, Aloe has vowed to put customers first and deliver a drastically different experience. No matter where you live, work, or play, we believe you deserve an affordable, secure, and reliable connection. We're proud to have served our businesses and residents with seriously fast fiber optic service for two decades. Thank you for trusting Aloe as your local internet, phone, and TV provider. Follow us on social media to know about the 20th anniversary celebrations in all our Aloe communities.
When experience matters, ENT Physicians and Family Hearing of Kearney has physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head, and neck disorders in adults and children, providing the community with otolaryngology and audiology services since 1994, along with speech therapy services. With our main office located in Kearney and 9 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska, we provide the highest quality care. See Dr. Conley, Dr. Blake, Dr. Johnson, and Dr. Klingensmith at Kearney ENT, and see why experience matters to us, specializing in you.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Platte Valley Auto, Lexington, Kearney, Heartland Chevrolet, Buick, Lexington, we are proud to have been serving the local communities of central Nebraska since 1982. 40-plus years of taking good care of the best customers anywhere, from a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to new Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Platte Valley Auto, Heartland Chevrolet, Buick are the only things you need to know for all your automotive needs. Sales, service, parts, tires, and so much more. Central Nebraska's leader in the automotive industry, Platte Valley Auto, Lexington, Kearney, Heartland Chevrolet, Buick. Lexington.
And welcome back here to Amherst as the Broncos being announced in their home white uniforms with the white numbers and the white numbers on them. And Crusaders already being announced. They'll be in their road light blue uniforms, their Columbia blue uniforms with the white numbers and letters and a little bit of darker blue trim on them. And we're all set and ready to get this one underway. Glad you could join us here on the Vibe 98.9 FM. Don't forget, coming up in about a half hour or so, they'll tip things off in Wood River over on ESPN Radio. That's where the Eagles will be taking on Kearney Catholic. And they'll have that game tipping off about 6 o'clock. Here we're all set and ready to go as the ball is in the air and the tip is going to be controlled here by the Crusaders. Bringing it up is going to be Nadir. By the way, Amherst averages 20 points more per ball game than does Grand Island Central Catholic, so that gives you an idea of what pace these two teams want to play their game at. Stegman will give the ball here on the left side. Top of the circle, Fox has it. Now they give it to Stegman on the right wing. Zoning right now is Amherst as they have the ball here left side for Nadir. They're trying to probe this 1-3-1, and they'll get right side here for LeBron. Off the screen, they'll give it to Stegman. Way too far for him to try a three-pointer, so he'll give it off here for LeBron. And over on the right side for Nadir. Nadir, they'll step out on him and double-team him. Hadwiger forced the pass, and they'll give the ball back out here for Stegman. Stegman gives back out here for Nadir, and they'll give it off here for Birch. Birch will fire the jumper and hit the three-pointer. Thomas Birch, first points of the ball game, come from long distance here for Grand Island Central Catholic as they've got the early lead. Penetration on the left side over here for Hadwiger. Hadwiger gives it off, and driving up there is going to be Elo. Elo going to be too strong, and coming out with it is going to be LeBron. He gives it to Nadir. Back to LeBron for a three, and he hits the three. Thomas LeBron with the three-pointer, and it is a quick 6-0 lead here for Grand Island Central Catholic. They'll drive the baseline, and throwing it too high is going to be Scout Simmons. That'll be a turnover. If you're going to pull the upset on the road, you need a good start, and exactly that is what Grand Island Central Catholic has here in the first minute and a half. Nadir, left side for Birch. Off the screen, back to Nadir. This time he can't pull the three because that defense is right there with Elo. Now he'll drive. Shot's going to be no good. Rebounded here by Elo. So Elo pulls down the miss, and here comes Amherst on the dribble. They'll give it left side. Skimmins pass almost turned over, but Elo eventually will handle it, and the ball will be knocked out of his hands. Last touched here by LeBron, and so it will stay as they inbound here on the sideline in the hands of the Broncos. Simmons triggers it in. He'll give it to Adelung. Adelung gives left side for Hadwiger. Hadwiger gives it at the free throw line here for Rieslin. Rieslin now is just going to hand off here for Elo. Elo hands off, and a jumper from 15 feet by Simmons. That one won't fall, and it'll be rebounded by Stegman. Amherst still looking for their first bucket, but that was a good look there, as Stegman will kick here on the left side for Birch. Off a screen, LeBron elevates for three. That's going to be an air ball, and it goes out of bounds. It belongs to the Broncos. So the first two shots here for Grand Island Central Catholic, they swish the three-pointers, and we're still looking for our first points here for Amherst, who has a real good crowd here on their home court. Simmons off of a screen will give it to a little runner, and the shot's up and good. The screen and roll. Carter Rieslin set that little pick. Got the great bounce pass from Simmons. Rieslin hit the bucket. He was hit on the elbow, and he'll go to the free throw line after the foul on LeBron. So Rieslin with a great little drive here. That'll energize the crowd, and he'll hit the three-point play by stroking in the and one. And Amherst drops back here defensively. LeBron gives it left side, elevating for three is Birch, and Birch will hit another three. Pretty simple offense there. Just drain some three corners off of the screen. Another drive. This time the kick out for Adelung. Adelung, he'll drive. Bounce pass in the corner. They find the open shooter. Now driving here is going to be Hadwiger. And Hadwiger with a little ball fake got the defender in the air. Kisses it off the glass. And it's now 9-5. Back out here for Fox. He doesn't want to try the trail three. So he'll give it back to Nadir. And now LeBron has it. LeBron will be picked up defensively here by Simmons. Now right side, that's Nadir. Nadir kicks here on the left side for Birch. Into the corner for LeBron. And LeBron, top of the circle down for Stegman. Again a zone. They get it on the low block. Fox has it. Fell down. Diving on it is Amherst, and they're going to go out of bounds. Running out of real estate there was Carter Rieslin, who saw the opportunity to pounce on the basketball and did. But that shoulder went out of bounds before he could pass it to a teammate. So it stays here with the Crusaders, and inbounding on the baseline is going to be LeBron. He'll give it to Nadir, and Nadir is picked up immediately there by Elo. Between the circles, Birch has it now. Now left side for LeBron. And now they'll get right side. Birch will hit another three-pointer. Thomas Birch just kicked it out to him on the right side. He's got 9 points here in the ball game. Back out here for Simmons. It is 12-5, a 7-point lead here for the Crusaders. Nice little pick and roll. Nice pass by Elo to set up Rieslin. Rieslin missed the bunny, and Fox will pull down the rebound. Amherst ran that offense to perfection, but they missed essentially a layup. Birch will help work the ball back around the perimeter. Birch has hit 4 three-pointers. Now LeBron will give it right side here for Nadir. Back to Birch on that right side, and they are not going to let him have any space. Stegman helps work it around here. Back to Birch. Birch gives top of the circle for Stegman. Back to Birch. He'll look inside for Fox. Fox had the ball knocked away, but picking it up is Birch. It was loose for a moment, and Birch was able to get it right back. So Nadir now is going to slow things down and set up the offense with 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Stegman on that right wing will help work it back around the perimeter. And a little backdoor cut. Nice pass. Sets up Stegman, and Stegman gets the bucket. Great pass by Nadir to set that up, and an Amherst turnover in transition. Bringing it up court now is going to be Nadir. He'll give it off here for Stegman. Kick into the corner. Birch again. Three-pointer this time, no good. Rebounded here by the Broncos. Dribbling up with it is going to be Hadwiger. Hadwiger will hand it off. Driving here is going to be Riesland. He missed it, but we got a foul. Actually, it'll scout Simmons on that drive coming off that screen. And so it'll be Simmons going to the free throw line. The block is going to be called here on Fox. That will be his first. Second as a team here on the Crusaders. And Simmons back to the free throw line. Both teams are pretty good free throw shooters as the free throw is good here for Simmons. Simmons is 67%. As a team, Amherst is 64%. So Simmons with his first point of the ball game and now his second as he hits both free throws. And it's now 14-7. Nadir will face a little pressure here by Elo. Man-to-man right now is Amherst, and they'll give it to Nadir in the offensive end, or LeBron, rather. LeBron now gives it back to Nadir, and Nadir will direct traffic. He'll throw here on the right side for Stegman. Over there for LeBron. Top of the circle for Birch, and Birch has got Hadwiger all over him. They'll give here left side now for Fox. Back out for Nadir on the right wing here. Birch has got it. Birch now with a little bit less than 2 minutes to go. Gives to LeBron. And now Stegman has it between the circles. Kick right wing here for LeBron. Back to Nadir. And they keep looking to the inside, but just passed around the perimeter. LeBron has it on this right wing. Now a minute 40 to go. Left side, Fox. Gives off here for Birch. Birch has it tied up. Adelong ties it up. Riesland ties it up. And the arrow is pointing to Amherst, so they'll get the basketball. Well, there's that team speed we talked about for Amherst. They were all over that ball as soon as there was an opportunity to grab it. They were all over it like white on rice. So Simmons will bring it up. He'll use a little screen, drive on that right side. Now back out. That's good defense there by Stegman. And he'll hand the ball off here for Hadwiger. Hadwiger working against Nadir, penetrates, gives it back out for Riesland. Riesland now sets a screen for Hadwiger. Back inside to the screener, and Riesland gets the bucket. Pick and roll to perfection. And a five-point GICC lead. So Elo will pressure the ball as Nadir brings it up, gives it to LeBron. Now Birch. Birch is going to kick it out. Step back three by Stegman, and he's going to hit it. Jacob Stegman, a step back three. And he now has five in the game. Hadwiger drives, kicks. Adelung for three, no good, and rebounded by Nadir. So Nadir pulls down the board, but it's going to be a turnover. Long pass up ahead, intercepted by Simmons. Simmons will bring it up, kick it out for Hadwiger. Here's the three. He's got the three. Cage Hadwiger strokes into three. It's a five-point game again. 15 seconds left as slowly bringing the ball up here is Nadir. He'll give it to Stegman. Stegman with 10 seconds left brings it across the 10-second line. And he'll get it out here on the left wing for LeBron. Kick it out. Here's another three by Birch. And Birch hits another three at the horn. Oh, my, the three-point shooting here for the Crusaders. They have hit 6 3-pointers. They have a 20-12 lead as we head to the second quarter right after this.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. I'm Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Hi, this is Stacy from Builders in Kearney and Grand Island. Get expert advice from certified specialists at Builders. Whether you are ready to remodel or start building, Builders offers a high-quality products and product knowledge with styles and features you will love and that fit your budget. Builders is a proud supporter of all Central Nebraska high school sports. Good luck, area athletes.
Well, Grand Island Central Catholic really could not have been any hotter than they were in that first quarter. I have them from the field being 7 of 10 and 6 of 8 from three-point range, and they've got the basketball as we start the second quarter. Nadir will bring it up, and he's going to direct traffic. He's dribbling across the logo right now. Now takes it top of the circle. Nadir now is going to back out. He'll give it off here for Birch. Birch helps work it around here for LeBon. And LeBon on the left side for Nadir. He'll elevate for three. That hits the back iron, no good. And it'll be rebounded here by Hadwiger. So Hadwiger pulls up, gets the rebound, gives it here for Scout Simmons. Skimmons will get it on the high post here for Rieslin. Rieslin over for Elo. Elo on the baseline, gives it back inside here for Rieslin. He'll kick the ball back out for Simmons. Simmons will use a little screen. Now the step through to give it to Adelung, and he'll get it at the free throw line for Simmons. And Simmons from 15 feet will hit the jumper. Amherst has ran their offense very well, but GICC shooting red hot obviously has run theirs well as in this game. Driving here is Stegman. A little runner in the paint, going to be no good. Nothing but white jerseys there for the rebound, pulled down by Rieslin. And they'll give it up ahead. On the attack here is Elo, and Elo is fouled, heading to the rack. They work it up court so quickly, and then they go for that. They just find that seam with that speed, and they go right to the rack. That'll be the third team foul called here on Grand Island Central Catholic. That is the second foul on the LeBon, and the free throw here is good for Elo. 20-15 is our score in what has been, as expected, a very entertaining game. Second free throw is good. Elo now with 2 points, both of them coming from the free throw line. And now GICC slowly will bring the ball up. Nadir kicks left side for LeBon. LeBon back to Nadir. I thought Nadir was trying to get himself in rhythm for a three, but he'll kick it back out here for LeBon. And LeBon gives to Nadir. Nadir acts like he wants to shoot over top of Elo, but Elo's in good position here. Now they will give it right side. A contested three for Nadir. That's going to be no good. And rebounded by Hadwiger. Hadwiger on the drive. A little cross-through goes in. Has a shot blocked by Fox. Rebounded by Nadir. And Nadir, in a little trouble, was able to get it up ahead here for Bodie Fox after Fox got that block a moment ago. Now they give it left side here for Nadir. Inside is 6 minutes to go here before halftime. Right side, Nadir. And he'll give it back here on the left side for Birch, who will hit another three. Thomas Birch strokes in the three. He's got 15 in the game. 5 three-pointers here for Birch. And now on the left side for Elo. Elo will give it to Hadwiger. His defender fell down. He'll penetrate and kick the ball back out here for Scout Simmons. Good help defense there. Simmons gives it out to the cutter. Driving through here is Elo. Elo with a little spin is able to roll that one in. Never hit the glass. Just bounced on that rim and falls in. 23-18. And we've seen some athletic shots. LeBon will give it here on the left side for Birch. Birch down to Stegman. Everywhere Birch goes, right now staying right there with him is going to be Riley Fisher. So Birch gets the ball back, and Fisher just staring right at his belly button. Nadir's got it. And he'll give it air on the left side for Fox. Fox gives off here for Stegman. Stegman goes right side for Nadir. Nadir's got a screen if he wants to use it. He'll drive, and there's going to be just a little bump here on Nolan Elo. That will be the first foul on him and the first foul so far of the game here against Amherst. LeBon is going to step out. Checking in for him is going to be Jack Alberts. And Alberts will inbound the basketball here for Nadir as LeBon stepped out a moment ago. Stegman gives it here on the right side for Nadir. Nadir elevates just inside the arc. His two-pointer is going to be no good and rebounded by Rieslin. And he'll give the basketball here for Hadwiger, or Scout Simmons, rather. Simmons, he'll work it inside here for Rieslin. Rieslin back out for Simmons. Simmons at the free throw line was going to put up a shot, but before he could do it, there was a foul called. And I believe that will be on Stegman. Yeah, that'll be his first. And so Simmons will inbound here on the near sideline. Adelung checks back in. They're going to inbound it on the baseline. They changed their mind here. Broncos now inbound on the baseline. 4:19 to go. They have trailed throughout the game. All right, ball now finally in the hands. Here is Simmons. Simmons will lob it to Hadwiger. Hadwiger will drive, kick. Here's the baseline. Jay up, no good. And up high for the rebound is Nadir. And Nadir will bring it up ahead here. He'll drive all the way coast to coast, get the body contact. He is fouled and will go to the line. Well, he looked like what Amherst likes to do there, just find that little seam and then go on the attack. The foul is going to be on Riley Fisher, his first. And so Nadir will go to the stripe. He will shoot two. Looking for his first points of the night and still looking because he's short on his first free throw. Nadir gets the line a lot, but he's only a 50% free throw shooter. His second free throw here is up and good, so he's true to form, shooting 50%. And the lead is now 24-18. The game started with two straight three-pointers by GICC, and they've never trailed. A little pressure put on Scout Simmons, but he gives it to Adelung here. Adelung gives it on that left side for Hadwiger. Hadwiger now hands off here for Fisher. Back out for Hadwiger. Hadwiger driving in. Little up and under move. Puts up the jumper. It's going to be no good. And rebounded by Nadir. And Nadir will let traffic clear. Brings it up court here for the Crusaders, who will kick the ball back out here for Alberts. So Jack Alberts between the circles gives down to Nadir. And he'll give it back out for Alberts. At the elbow, they give it to Nadir. And off a screen, right side, Alberts now has it. He finds room from 15 feet to shoot. And nothing but white jerseys there, pulling down the rebound. So here come Scout Simmons and the Broncos as they bring the ball up court. They'll kick the ball back out here for Fisher. Fisher will elevate. It's bouncing on that rim. No good. Offensive rebound. Bucket's good by Hadwiger. So Hadwiger is able to make the putback. And it's a one-possession game since we had our first possession. Nadir will get the ball at the elbow, gets the ball back on that right side, well behind that three-point arc, and he'll get the ball here left side for Birch. Birch enters it in here for Fox. His turnaround jumper is too strong and will be rebounded here by Simmons. Simmons quickly gives it up ahead here for Adelung. Adelung kicks it back. Now driving the baseline is Simmons. He'll find Riesland. Riesland, 15-foot jumper good. At baseline drive, they kick it out, and a timeout taken here by Coach Rippon and the Broncos. Grand Island Central Catholic, 24. Amherst now 22. This timeout brought to you by ENT Positions of Kearney.
Buzz's Marine wants you to think about the most important time of all, family time. And what brings a family together better than boating? Everyone looks forward to being on the water, so whenever you set aside a time for boating, family and friends will be there. So this year, make it the best year ever with a visit to Buzz's Marine, the best dealer between Denver and Omaha. They have the perfect boat and boating accessories for your family's needs and easy financing to make it happen today. Buzz's Marine, 5th and Central Coast. Find out more online at buzzesmarine.com.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters, now also located in Sutton.
And we want to say thanks to our presenting sponsors of Sub-District Action, including Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation headquarters in Hastings and Sutton, as well as Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration. Stegman will bring it up. Kick here on the left wing for Birch. Now they'll cycle back her through as Nadir back into the ball game. Has the ball on that right side. They're trying to look inside on that baseline, but Stegman instead will work back around between the circles. On the bounce here is going to be Alberts. Nadir facing that great defense here by Elo, and they'll give it top of the circle here for Stegman. Stegman back to Nadir. Albert's on that left side, and they're Birch on that right wing, and this time staying with Birch is going to be Scout Simmons. Ball is deflected. Birch picks it up near midcourt, and we'll give it here for Alberts. Alberts back to Birch on that right side, and that is a long range if he wants to shoot the three. He'll give it to Nadir, and back out here for Alberts. Stegman on the left wing, and again, being patient is a Grand Island Central Catholic trademark, and they're being patient here. Alberts kicks left side for Stegman. Now top of the circle for Nadir. Right side, Birch had it in rhythm, but again, that good defense, he really couldn't pull the trigger. And the Amherst fans making some noise for their defense. Nadir pulls up for a long three. No good. Rebound fought for, and the Broncos come up with it. Simmons comes up with that loose ball. And now they will afford to be patient here. They're down by two, and they'll give it left side for Hadwiger. Hadwiger drives down to the baseline. Gives it out here for Adelung. Adelung drives, runner in the paint. No good, and rebounded by Fox. So Fox will pull down the board, and now with 30 seconds left, Grand Island Central Catholic will bring the ball across the timeline. Directing traffic here is Ishmael Nadir, the 5'11 senior, point guard and quarterback all in one here. He is milking the clock, gives it here now for Alberts. It's clear GICC is working for the last shot. 10 seconds left, as creeping out on him is going to be Simmons. Alberts on the dribble. Now 5 seconds left. Gives it right side here for Nadir. Pressure being put on Stegman, and Stegman turns the ball over. Grand Island Central Catholic with the turnover, but they only have 1 second left. Do the Broncos. And so near midcourt, Simmons is going to inbound it. And the catch, turnaround, heave at the horn, off the iron, nearly fell. The prayer almost answered for Hadwiger, but as it stands, Grand Island Central Catholic is going to lead from wire to wire in the first half. They head to the locker room with a 24-22 lead here in Amherst. We'll step away for a moment when we come back. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at downeydrilling.com.
Time. It's the eternal measure for growers everywhere, influencing the ebbs and flows of every season. Through it all, Nutrien Ag Solutions stands with you, offering agronomic power, local expertise, and access to solutions to help you lead the field. Because the time to act is right now. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
Relationships matter.
Success in agriculture depends on many things. This is Michael Bauer with Town & Country Bank. Among the most important are relationships that you can count on. Relationships with people who understand the risks you face, who help navigate complicated situations, and who deliver on their promises. We at Town & Country Bank are people you can count on.
Relationships matter. Town & Country Bank.
Member FDIC.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Well, Grand Island Central Catholic hit 6 of their first 7 3-point attempts and jumped out to a nice lead. But since then, Amherst defense has really kind of slowed them down as Amherst was able to hold the Crusaders to only 4 points in that second quarter. And GICC still has the lead here, 24 to 22. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for the Crusaders. Leading the way is Thomas Birch. He's got 15 points. He has hit 5 3-pointers here in the game. Jacob Stegman with 5 points. He's got a 3-pointer. Thomas LeBon has 3 points. He's hit a 3-pointer. Also has a rebound, as does Stegman. Ishmael Nadir with 1 point and 4 rebounds. A couple of rebounds here for Bodie Fox, who also has a block shot here in the game. Unofficially, Grand Island Central Catholic, 8 of 18 shooting for about 44%. They are 7 of 11 from three-point range. 7 of 11 from three-point range, 63.6%. And I have them 1 of 7 inside the arc for 14%. So they're shooting over 5 times as well outside the arc as they are inside of it. And they are 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Here for the Broncos, who are looking for their first lead of the ball game. They're being led so far by Carter Riesland, who has 7 points and a couple of rebounds. Tage Hadwiger has 7 points and 5 rebounds. Nolan Elo has 5 points and a rebound. Austin Adelung has a couple of rebounds. Scout Simmons has 4 points and 2 rebounds. Unofficially, Amherst, 8 of 19 shooting for about 42%. They are 2 of 6 from three-point range for 33%, but they are a perfect 5 for 5 from the free throw line. And here in the first half, they've been able to pull down 10 rebounds compared to 8 here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Turnovers haven't really been a big factor for either squad, only 2 turnovers for each squad so far here in the first half. But again, that early start here for Grand Island Central Catholic, and again, hitting 6 of their first 7 free throws. Poor dance team. They have had to restart the music about 3 different times. All right. All do over, right? We're here among friends. 5:23 to go here, here left in the halftime, as Amherst is trailing Grand Island Central Catholic 24-22. Don't forget, coming up at the conclusion of this game, we'll have a little musical interlude, and then our second game of the night, we'll have Donovan Trumbull taking on Nebraska Christian. We'll have that here, and then we also, over on ESPN Radio, have coverage for you as Wood River and Kearney Catholic, they tipped off about, well, they will tip off here in about 1 or 2 minutes, as that game is scheduled for a 6 o'clock tip. That'll be followed by Minden and Adams Central at around 7:30. Doug Duda has the call tonight on ESPN Radio. Here at halftime, Grand Island Central Catholic 24-22 over Amherst. And we'll step away here for a moment and return with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
B&B Carpet and Donovan is here to fill all your flooring needs. We have a great B&B family that has many years of experience and will take good care of you through the whole buying and installing process to help give you peace of mind and to make you happy with your entire flooring purchase. Come into B&B and let us help you with your flooring needs.
At Friesen Ford in Aurora, we are breaking the notion that car buying has to be a stressful process. Instead, we're making it a simple and easy process, since our entire staff has you, the customer, as our first priority. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers have said. Easiest purchase we've ever made. Awesome place to buy a car. Great service. This was a wonderful experience. Experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today. Located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off I-80 in Aurora, or anytime at friesenford.com.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as the leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. I'm Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Now powering the Nebraska trenches, tender, juicy, and delicious certified Piedmontese beef. Raised throughout central and western Nebraska, healthy Italian heritage Piedmontese beef is known for being the taste of real beef. Whether you're barbecuing for friends and family or gifting across the country, certified Piedmontese beef will delight and impress for any occasion. Shop local. Shop Nebraska. Shop online at cpbeef.com. Be powered by Piedmontese. Certified Piedmontese beef, real Nebraska beef.
In talking with both head coaches before the game, they informed us that, you know, they haven't had any recent injuries. By recent, I mean the last month or so. Again, a little bit of a problem here for Amherst, as they do have Tesmer that was hurt and might see action next week. And hoping for the best there, but nobody's gotten banged up here in the last week or so, so that's good news for both of these squads. Our injury report is brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with a location near you. We mentioned that we've got sub-districts from Wood River going on ESPN Radio. Don't forget that Thursday we'll have, obviously, the sub-district final at 6:30 from Wood River on ESPN Radio. And back here on the Vibe Thursday, we'll have our two winners between Amherst and Grand Island Central Catholic, and then our nightcap tonight, Donovan Trumbull, Nebraska Christian. We'll get those two winners together at 6:30 on Thursday right here on the Vibe. But we've got some more basketball for you even as early as tomorrow, as Papillion La Vista South will travel to Kearney High to take on the Kearney High girls in the A5 sub-district semifinal, and we'll have that coverage for you tomorrow over on ESPN Radio. And then, of course, on Friday, we'll be at Stromsburg on ESPN Radio as Amherst will be taking on Cross County with a trip to the girls' state basketball tournament on the line. Here on the Vibe, we'll be in McCool Junction as Pleasanton travels there. Pregame will be around 6:30 right here on the Vibe on Friday. And then on Saturday, Kearney will be in action against Lincoln Pius in boys' basketball in their A2 sub-district semifinal, and we'll have coverage beginning a little bit before 7 o'clock with that 7 o'clock tip. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Well, it will be Amherst basketball. A chance for the Broncos to take their first lead of the ball game will come with their very first possession here. Again, GICC unofficially 7 of 11 shooting from three-point range, and Amherst 2 out of 6, which is not shabby. Ball is inbounded here for Scout Simmons. He'll bring it up and face man-to-man. They get it at the free throw line here for Rieslin. Rieslin back out here for Adelung. Adelung had a screen, and they'll get it at the high post here for Rieslin. Rieslin gets it on the baseline for Hadwiger. Hadwiger pass inside for Rieslin. He's in a little bit of trouble, so he'll just kick the ball back out, and we'll reset this again. Hadwiger working against the pressure of Nadir. Nadir falls down, and they're going to call Hadwiger for a charge. They're going to say Hadwiger lowered that shoulder. And so that will serve really as a turnover here for Amherst on their first possession of the second half. Turnover's not been a factor, as we mentioned. Each team with only two in the first half. Birch, who had that hot hand, gives it here for LeBron. The Broncos are going man-to-man. Off a screen, Birch gets it back. He'll fire a three. It'll hit the rim, and they're going to go over the top of the glass and out of bounds. Basketball belongs here to the Broncos. And they're going to bring out a towel out here to wipe up some perspiration and whatever else is on the floor here. They ran into a little bit of problems with this yesterday in the play-in game between Arcadia Loop City and Grand Island Central Catholic. And I don't know if the construction has a lot to do with it that's going on here in terms of bringing in a little bit of extra humidity, but it has been a factor, and the officials have done a nice job staying on top of it. All right, we got ourselves a do-over here as a chance again for Amherst to take their lead. They bring it up. Hadwiger will give here left side for Elo. And now Rieslin. Rieslin gave it away, gets it back, pulls up in the paint, and that jumper won't go, and they'll be rebounded here by Nadir. So Nadir with the board, and they'll kick here on the left side. Three-pointer won't fall. Hadwiger with another rebound. And again, we'll be on the run here as Hadwiger brings it up. He'll take it on that left wing. Used up his dribble. He'll be picked up there by Nadir. And so at the free throw line, Rieslin has it. He'll hand off here for Adelung. Adelung puts up the three, and he's fouled. It's going to be running through the screen is the foul. I misspoke. It was not the shooter that was fouled. It was the screener. And Thomas Birch is going to pick up the foul. Yeah, that's absolutely right. They never got to him, but they're fighting through the screener to get it. So that foul will be on Birch. That's his first. And Simmons has the basketball here after the inbounds for the Broncos. He holds it with one hand, and it'll be knocked loose here by Stegman. That's going to allow Simmons to dribble, and Stegman's going to be called for a block. That will be his second foul. And second of the second half here for the Crusaders. So this possession will continue for the Broncos. And a chance again to either tie it or take the lead. Between the circles, Hadwiger. Hadwiger's going to hand it off. Here's the three. Simmons got it! First lead of the night comes at 25-24. We're in the third quarter here. They enter the ball down low for Fox. It's knocked away, and Adelung will come away with the basketball. Elo was in there. Hadwiger was in there. Ball kicked out here for Simmons. Simmons drives. Lost the basketball. That's going to be an Amherst turnover. Fox comes up with it. He'll give the ball up ahead here for Nadir. Nadir on the bounce. Kicks it back out. Fox thought about a trail three, but he'll give it to Nadir. He'll shoot that three, and he's pretty effective on that trail three out there. LeBon helps work it around the perimeter, giving it off here for Nadir. Back right side here for LeBon. Hadwiger stays with him with this man-to-man. 5:20 left in the third. Nadir now on the left side, picked up defensively by Elo. They'll cycle through, give it to LeBon. LeBon back to Nadir. Nadir drives the baseline, lost the ball momentarily, dribbled it off his leg, but kept that dribble alive, so he'll back out. Gives it off here for Nadir. Now left side for Birch. They're not going to let Birch have an open look. They'll give it out here for Nadir. Nadir, nice little drive and dump. Driving now is going to be Stegman. Runner down low is going to be no good. And rebounded by Hadwiger. So here come the Broncos. First time they've had the lead and the ball all night. Baseline drive. And the backdoor cut turns into a bucket for Rieslin. And a timeout for the Crusaders. Amherst with a 27-24 lead. 4:39 to go here, third quarter. This timeout brought to you by ENT Positions of Kearney.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And we want to say thanks to our presenting sponsor of our timeouts, ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. We're located where you need us, specializing in used. So GICC uses one of their timeouts here, each team with four timeouts left here in the game. And GICC led by eight at the end of the first quarter, and since then they have scored only 4 points. They get the ball down low for LeBon. LeBon missed it. Shot is tipped out, and finally coming up with it is Stegman. So Stegman comes up with the ball. He'll give it off here for Nadir. Nadir stops in the paint. He'll shoot around Elo. No good. Rebounded by Fox, and Fox has it taken away. Fox had it momentarily, but then had it ripped out of his hands here by Simmons. So let's give Simmons credit for a steal here. And Simmons is going to drive. Lost the ball in underneath. That'll be a turnover on the way to the basket. And so dribbling up here is going to be Nadir. He gets on the low block, runs it to the defender, missed the shot. Rebound being tipped around. And finally coming out with it is going to be Rieslin. Broncos have done a nice job cleaning the glass ever since they fell behind here. So on the bounce is going to be Simmons. Simmons, little give and go, gets it to Rieslin. He's too far underneath the basket, and Fox will pressure him. He'll kick the ball out, and he'll miss the target. He was trying to kick the ball out and connect with Hadwiger, but somebody zigged when they thought they were going to zag, and the ball will go out of bounds. So now Nadir will slowly bring the ball up court. Over here for LeBron. They get it at the high post for Fox. Fox hands off here for Nadir. Penetration. Here's the kick. Three-pointer going to be short this time for Birch. Rebounded by the Broncos, and they're going to bring the ball up court here after Elo got that rebound. They give the ball back to Elo. He'll penetrate down to the low block. Kick out. Here's the three by Hadwiger. No good. And rebounded by Birch. So Birch will pull down the board. And quickly, Nadir will bring it the offensive end. Left side, Birch has it. Man-to-man again goes Amherst. And it's stolen away. Hadwiger with the steal. Hadwiger with the dunk. Paige Hadwiger made the steal. Had a little trouble getting the handle, but he was just getting his footing for the throwdown. 29-24, and the house is a-rocking here in Amherst. Birch, top of the circle, kicks left side for LeBron. Off a screen, Nadir. The chant of defense echoing off the halls here. LeBron will take it near midcourt. He'll give it to Nadir. Nadir drives, missed it, got his rebound, got his shot blocked, but there's a foul. Ishmael Nadir driving hard, got his own rebound, and then got fouled. It was really that swipe down on the block that got Hadwiger for his second foul. And again, Nadir will go to the free throw line, and we mentioned it before. That's really kind of the chink in his armor here. He is not a good free throw shooter, but he hits the first of two here. He is 50% on the season. Checking in here for the Broncos is going to be Riley Fisher. Ball back in the hands here of the senior, Ishmael Nadir. And he can't get that one to fall, and the rebound is going to be pulled down by Fisher. So Fisher gets the rebound, but give an assist there to Riesland, who kept it away from Fox. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds here. Good hands there by LeBron, who got it away from Fisher. And now Fisher will inbound on the baseline, inside at 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 29-25 in favor of Amherst. And we've got another foul here. Fighting through a screen is going to be Grand Island Central Catholic. That'll be the second on Thomas Birch. And third as a team of the second half. Hadwiger has it near midcourt. And he'll give here on the left side off a screen. They give it to Adelong. He'll shoot the three. No good. And there's going to be a blocking foul. That's going to be a moving screen here on Amherst. That'll be a moving screen here on Hadwiger. That's going to be his third. Well, three-pointer was off the mark anyway. Would not have counted. So on the left side, LeBron has it here for the Crusaders. Have not scored a field goal here in the second half. Stegman gives it between the circles for Nadir. Now on that left side is Birch with those 5 three-pointers early on. Ball nearly stolen away by Adelung, but somehow LeBron comes up with it. He'll give it here for Nadir. Nadir has a screen. He'll penetrate, kick back out for LeBron. He shoots the three short. Nothing but white jerseys there. Simmons is going to dribble out with it. And he'll take his time. He's across the timeline with a minute to go. Adelung right side, three-pointer. In and out, no good. And rebounded by Fox. And now it's tied up down there. Coming up with the basketball is Simmons. And did we get a timeout? I believe finally the timeout is going to be granted here. Or actually, are the officials huddling up to see whether it's a hell ball or a tie-up? The officials are going to discuss it. And it is going to be a timeout. Timeout taken by the offensive team. And that would be Amherst. They've got the basketball in a 29-25 lead. We come back after this.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Want to say thanks to our presenting sponsors of Sub-District Basketball, including Nutrigen Ag Solutions. For innovative technologies, local expertise, best-in-class solutions, and service to help lead the field this season and beyond, Nutrigen Ag Solutions. Well, it took a while to kind of sort that one out, what actually was the call here, but Amherst was able to dive on the basketball. Let's give Simmons credit for a rebound here, and they'll get it in for Elo, and Elo's going to get fouled. He caught the pass on that inbounds play, leaned in immediately, and that foul call was easy. That will be on Stegman. That's going to be his third. And so Nolan Elo goes to the free throw line for two shots. And his first one is nothing but the bottom of the well. Elo, a 76% free throw shooter. And again, a good free throw shooting team is Amherst. They shoot 64% as a squad. Second free throw is up and good. So Elo now is 7 points in the game. So on the bounce is going to be Nadir in the offensive end. 6-point lead here with 38 seconds to go in the third quarter. Right side, Alberts has it. He'll kick top of the circle here for Birch. Now on that left side for LeBron. LeBron gives to Nadir. Right in front of Coach Martinez. The instructions coming here from Ishmael Nadir. And now with 15 seconds left, Nadir can start dribbling whenever he wants to. He's not being closely guarded. 10 seconds left. And still not closely guarded. Now he starts his dribble. He'll take it on this right side, kick into the corner. The three-pointer is blocked. Offensive rebound, jumper good at the horn. Nadir got the putback after the missed three was blocked, and Nadir in that open space hits the jumper at the horn. The only field goal hit here by Grand Island Central Catholic in the third quarter. Amherst heads to the fourth with a 31-27 lead. We're back right after this.
I like small towns. This is home to me. I can't imagine being anywhere else. There's a sense of camaraderie, helping whenever you can. We are more caring because of that, because, you know, we want to do the best for our neighbors and our friends.
When you hear that you have metastatic breast cancer, you get knocked down, and either you stay down or you pick yourself up and you keep going.
We are Nebraskans, and we are ultimately a family.
It goes from there. Carlene is one of those that says, just do it. And who will talk and who will joke with you and who will cry with you.
One of the things that I truly love about Mary Lanning is that we are an independent hospital. We don't have somebody out in California telling us how to run our hospital. At Mary Lanning, we can make things happen. I'm Carlene Springer, and I'm a Nebraskan at heart.
Well, after that hot shooting first quarter for Grand Island Central Catholic, Amherst defense has reported for duty. The last two quarters, they've given up a grand total of 7 points here to the Crusaders. But the Crusaders have the basketball first to start the fourth quarter. They trail it 31-27 here at Amherst. LeBron has it, as again Amherst is going man-to-man. And now that he's used up his dribble, they'll come out and pressure him. Stegman has it on this right side, picked up defensively here by Adwiger. And now they'll hand the ball off, and they'll kick left side. Three-pointer for LeBron is no good. But Nadir, flying out of bounds, is able to throw it off of one of the Broncos. And the basketball is going to stay here with the Crusaders. That was athletic by Nadir. And now LeBron will trigger it in. And they get it on the low block. It's tipped and then nearly tied up. Or is that going to be a reaching foul? They're going to give Adelung a reach here. So that'll be the first on Austin here in the game. So each team now with four team fouls. First personal foul, as we mentioned, on Adelung. And the ball inbounded here by LeBron. LeBron on the baseline. 5 second count going on. Barely gets it in. Gets it to Nadir on this right sideline. He's working against Elo. He'll kick out for Birch, who shoots the three and hits the three. Thomas Birch with a much-needed three-pointer here for Grand Island Central Catholic. So on the bounce here is going to be Scout Simmons. Simmons gives it this left side for Adelung. Crusaders going man-to-man. On the high post with the basketball is Rieslin. Rieslin will dribble one time. Gets it in the paint here for Elo. Elo back to Rieslin. He drives, he shoots, and he's going to be fouled. I believe they're going to give that to Fox. It's either going to be Stegman or Fox. They were both down there. And it's none of the above. They're going to give it to Ishmael Nadir. That must have been just as he was going up. And the free throw was up, and it is no good here for Rieslin. Amherst as a team, now 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. And that number will improve because the second free throw is good. Amherst with a 32-30 lead. Rieslin now with 9 in the game with that free throw. Stegman will give right side here for Birch. On the baseline, LeBon has it flying in there to shut him off as Simmons. So LeBon will dribble back out. Now off the screen, Nadir's got it. Nadir trying to break down Elo. He'll jump stop in the paint. He'll shoot. Elo with good defense. But LeBon with a nice little bucket there. That was not easy, and we are tied at 32. Right side, Simmons penetrates, gives it to Rieslin. Rieslin, power dribble, can't shoot over the top of Fox. He'll give it out here for Adelung. Now driving through here is Hadwiger. Hadwiger kicks it out, driving Rieslin. Rieslin had the ball knocked out of his hands. Last touch by the Crusaders. Stegman just knew that was going to be Crusader ball, but it stays on the Amherst end. And the ball will be inbounded here for Elo. Back to the inbounder, Scout Simmons. He'll give it to Hadwiger. Hadwiger, ball fake. Shot over Fox. No good. Gets his own rebound. Power dribble. Got the defender in the air. Got the bucket. Hadwiger missed the first one, but he makes the second. And Amherst goes back on top here, 34-32. A lot of road to travel before we wrap this one up. Birch throws here on the right side for Stegman. Stegman back between the circles, giving it off here for Nadir. Nadir working against Elo, elevates, shot rolls in, good. Ishmael Nadir with a nice little runner to tie it at 34, and immediately driving is Elo. Elo will go coast to coast, get the bucket and foul. They just inbound the ball after a made basket, and whoosh, down the court they go. Elo knifes in, gets the bucket. The foul is on Fox. That will be his second. And now the and one here for Elo. And it is nothing but the bottom of the well. 37-34. So on the bounce here is going to be Nadir kicking it back out for Stegman. Now right side for Birch, who was red hot in that first quarter. Over here for Fox. And now they'll get the ball over there for Nadir. Nadir working against Elo. Gives it to Fox. Now right side Birch. Adelung staying with Birch here. Nadir will drive. Kick. LeBon for three. Air ball. And rebounded by Simmons. So slowly, especially by Amherst standards, do the Broncos bring the ball up court. Elo uses up his dribble. We'll give it between the circles here for Scout Simmons. He's in the center jump circle right now. And he'll be picked up here by Stegman. They get it at the free throw line here for Rieslin. Rieslin kicks back out here for Hadwiger. Hadwiger off a screen, elevates for a three, hits the three. Tage Hadwiger with the three-pointer to double the lead for Amherst. It is now 40-34. Nadir. We'll kick here on the right wing for Birch. And the screen tip. Simmons tipped it off the hands of LeBon. It's Amherst basketball. Well, the defense, as we said, you knew was going to amp it up here for Amherst. And they've certainly done it. We're at the midway point of the fourth quarter. 6-point Amherst lead. They've got the ball. Rieslin. Just past the free throw line. Rolls it on that right side. He'll cut through. as they give the ball out for Hadwiger. Hadwiger hands off. The runner in the paint going to be no good. Riesling tried to get the rebound. Instead, it's Stegman who will pull down the board here for the Crusaders. And on the bounce is going to be Nadir. Nadir drives all the way in. Missed the contested shot. Riesling with the rebound. And up ahead they'll bring it. Kick the ball back out here for Simmons. Simmons hands off here for Hadwiger. And Hadwiger had his foot on the sideline when he got the ball. And Chris Maracek makes the call here as the basketball will go over to GICC. A little bit of a break here for Grand Island Central Catholic. So slowly bringing it up is going to be Nadir. He'll use a screen, go on that right side, and they'll just bring Elo to pressure him. So they'll give it between the circles for Laban. Laban gives off on this right side for Stegman. Now to Nadir. Nadir jump stop, kicks back out for Laban. It was off the mark, but LeBron's able to track it down and reset the offense. Gives it to Nadir on that left side. He'll drive the baseline, and we're going to call a blocking foul here on Amherst. That'll be on Scout Simmons. That'll be his first of the game. And now fifth as a team here on Amherst. So Crusaders inbound on the baseline. And they lob it for Fox, and Fox lost the basketball. Went off his hands. The ball was picked up by Riesling, but the official said it hit the sideline. And GICC, it's a dead ball turnover, and it will go here to the Broncos. And so to inbound the ball here is going to be Hadwiger. He'll face just a little bit of pressure as Simmons now has it. Actually, Simmons will be pressured as soon as he gets across midcourt here by Stegman. So he'll give the ball off here for Hadwiger. Hadwiger working against Nadir. Will spin. Will scoop it in underneath. Power dribble by Riesling. Kick back out. Hadwiger thought about the three. Good defense there by Laban. And now a cut. Elo gets the bounce pass. Elo gets the layup. Good drive. The ball on the baseline. A good solid drive. Amherst hits the bucket. They've got an 8-point lead and a timeout being taken here by the Crusaders. 2:27 to go, fourth quarter. 8-point Amherst lead. We come back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how family physical therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Let's remind you that our ESPN Tri-Cities January Athletes of the Month are Carter Erickson, a basketball player from Elm Creek, and Hannah Herrick, a basketball player from Amherst. Presented by B&B Carpet and Donovan, you can see this month's winners plus all of our past winners by visiting the ESPN Tri-Cities Athlete of the Month page at NewsChannelNebraska.com. Down by eight, Crusaders very quickly bring the ball up court, and they'll give the ball here right side for Laban. Over for Nadir. They skip it in the corner for Birch. Birch can't pull the trigger, so he'll kick it back out for Laban with 2:13 to go. Over there for Birch. He'll fire the three and hit the three. Just what the doctor ordered if you're rooting for the team in blue. Crusaders needed that one. They cut the lead down to five. Still with 2 minutes to go here. It's 42-37. On the right side, Riesling. Riesling will give it off here for Elo. They get it on the high post here for Riesling. Back to Elo. Back inside for Riesling. Riesling doesn't want to shoot over the top of Fox, so he'll kick the ball back out here for Hadwiger. Hadwiger near midcourt, not closely guarded. Now he is by Nadir, so he'll dribble right side. Hadwiger gives it off for Simmons. Back out to Hadwiger. Hadwiger drives, has a shot blocked by Fox, and picked up here by Stegman. Stegman will bring the ball up. And let's see what they can get done here. Minute 18 to go. Driving in is Nadir. Nadir will kick the ball back out to Fox. They'll have to reset the offense. Nadir now drives, kicks to LeBron. LeBron for three, hits the three. Back-to-back three-pointers here for Grand Island Central Catholic, and that eight-point lead has been whittled to two. Final minute of the game, 42-40. This one's still anybody's ball game. Hadwiger picked up defensively by Nadir, dribbles to that right side. Now he's in the center jump circle, and a timeout being taken here by Amherst. 47.3 to go. Amherst will have the basketball and a 42-40 lead when we return right after this.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
Our broadcast booth is brought to you by Kearney Towing and Repair. We're on the road here in Amherst, bringing you the play-by-play. Kearney Towing's on the road, bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. Amherst faithful are on their feet, extolling their team here. Amherst has the lead, and now we've got a timeout being taken here by Grand Island Central Catholic. Crusaders wanted to see what Amherst wanted to do here, inbounding the ball, so they call a timeout. We'll take the timeout with them as well. 42-40 is our score. 47 seconds left. We return to Amherst after this.
Does your business need help financing new construction equipment, trucks, or trailers? Or do you need financing for a new motorhome, fifth wheel, or ATV? Currency is here to help. Just fill out an application, and Currency Finance will find a lender offering the best rates and terms. Visit GoCurrency.com for details. Offers may vary and arranged by Express Tech Financing, LLC, DBA, Currency pursuant to CFL license 60DB0-54873.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. I'm Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Welcome back. Ball is in the hands of Scout Simmons. He'll inbound it, giving it off here for Nolan Elo. Elo being picked up defensively by Graham Stava, who checks into the ball game. Now driving is Simmons with the basketball right side, and they're going to reach in and commit the foul. That will be on Stegman. That will be his fourth. That is now seven as a team. Here on 7 as a team, so this will be a 1-1 for Simmons. So he'll step to the free throw line. And as we mentioned, they're a good free throw shooting team. Simmons in particular is a 67% free throw shooter. And the free throw is good. 43-40, 36 seconds to go. It is a one-possession game. He can make it a two-possession game with this free throw, and it is no good. And it's going to be rebounded by Fox. So now the Crusaders are down by three. They're across the timeline. Driving here is Nadir, and Nadir is going to be blocked. That'll be a foul. They had that foul to give. And so that'll be a blocking foul here for Amherst. Six as a team now on Amherst. And that will be on Hadwiger. That'll be his fourth. So LeBron is going to inbound here on the baseline. 43-40. Crusaders inbounding underneath their own hoop. And they'll give it down low here for Nadir. Nadir on the dribble. Nadir with 24 seconds left, working against Elo. Penetrates. High pass. LeBron handles it, but he can't shoot the basketball. And he'll give the ball back here for LeBron, or Nadir rather. And Nadir is going to be fouled. That is not a bad play. Nolan Elo commits the foul, but with 15.5 to go and a three-point ball game, Stepping to the free throw line for Grand Island Central Catholic is a 50% free throw shooter. Now, barring a miss and then an offensive rebound after this possession, Amherst is still going to have the lead, even if he hits both free throws. And as we said, he is a 50% free throw shooter. So to the line goes Nadir with a big free throw here. It is up, and it is no good. And rebounded. Dribbling it out with it is Hadwiger. Hadwiger gives it to Simmons. Back to Hadwiger, and Hadwiger disfouled. They're starting to feel it here in Amherst. Big rebound for Hadwiger. They got the ball back to him. He will go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. And Hadwiger, a 66% free throw shooter. This will be the front end of a 1-1. Trying to make this a two-possession game. With now 9.8 to go. Hadwiger's free throw is good. 44-40. 9.8. Each team, by the way, with two timeouts left. So if you're GICC, you just need a quick bucket. Second free throw is good. Lead is now 5. Fox inbounds. Nadir's got it. 6 seconds left. Nadir elevates for a 3 off the iron. No good. Rebound is bouncing around. It's tipped. The horn sounds. And Amherst will head to the sub-district final. Your final, Amherst 45, Grand Island Central Catholic 40. Crusaders will end the season at 10-14. Amherst is now 22-1. They will play for the sub-district championship against the winner of our nightcap between Donovan Trumbull and Nebraska Christian. A good one here in Amherst, and the Broncos had to fight to earn it, but fight they did. 45-40 is our final. We'll step away and return with the New West Sports Medicine and North Peak Surgery postgame show right after this.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full-service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
Allo is turning 20 this year, and we plan to celebrate all year long. Since 2003, Allo has vowed to put customers first and deliver a drastically different experience. No matter where you live, work, or play, we believe you deserve an affordable, secure, and reliable connection. We're proud to have served our businesses and residents with seriously fast fiber optic service for 2 decades. Thank you for trusting Allo as your local internet, phone, and TV provider. Follow us on social media to know about the 20th anniversary celebration in all our Allo communities.
Family owned and operated for 30 years, Holdridge Irrigation is here to help you with any of your irrigation needs. Our 4 locations can compete with any other irrigation company in sales and service. Holdridge, Lexington, Alden, and Ravenna all have incredible stores where you can get any rink to pivot part and talk to some amazing people. Stop by and meet the family anytime between 8 and 5 Monday through Friday. For more information, check us out at holdridgeirrigation.com or give us a call at 308-995-4000 to schedule an appointment for a quote on a new rink to pivot.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services agents have built relationships with you, one conversation at a time, and we're as committed as ever to providing you with that level of service. As part of your community, we're here for you, answering insurance questions and helping make sure your financial goals are on track. I'm Farm Bureau Associate McKenzie. Stop by our office or call me at 308-234-2222. Farm Bureau Financial Services, it's your future. Let's protect it.
In this business, the time that counts is right now. And through it all, Nutrien Ag Solutions delivers agronomic power, local expertise, and access to solutions to help you lead the field. Put time on your side. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
Relationships matter.
Success in agriculture depends on many things. This is Michael Bauer with Town & Country Bank. Among the most important are relationships that you can count on. Relationships with people who understand the risks you face, who help navigate complicated situations, and who deliver on their promises. We at Town & Country Bank are people you can count on.
Relationships matter. Town & Country Bank.
Member FDIC.
It's time now for the New West Sports Medicine and North Peak Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Grand Island Central Catholic built a nice early lead as they led by 8 at the end of the first quarter, but then Amherst was able to shut them down, but still a lot of fight left in those Crusaders. They hung on for dear life, but Amherst wins this one 45-40. Checking the numbers here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Leading scorer was Thomas Birch. He finished with 21 points, had one rebound, but he hit 7 3-pointers. Thomas LeBon with 8 points. He hit 2 3-pointers. He also had a rebound. Ishmael Nadir with 6 points and 7 rebounds. Jacob Stegman had 5 points and 4 rebounds. And Bodie Fox, no points, but he did reel in 5 rebounds and had a couple of block shots. Unofficially, GICC 14 of 35 for 40% in the game. Their shooting really cooled down after the first half. They were 10 of 20 from three-point range for 50% and 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. Now for Amherst, who improves their record here to 22-1. They were led by Tage Hadwiger, finished with 16 points and 9 rebounds. Nolan Elo had 12 points, a couple of boards. Carter Riesland with 9 points, 4 rebounds. Scout Simmons had 8 points and 5 rebounds. Also rebound here for Riley Fisher, who played some pretty good defense. Hadwiger finished with 2 3-pointers. Nolan Elo had 1, and Scout Simmons had 1. 4 out of 10 from 3-point range here for Amherst. That's 40%. And they were 15 of 32 shooting overall, so about 47% from the field here. They rebounded pretty well. They out-rebounded Grand Island Central Catholic 21-18 here in the game. And, turnovers not much of a factor. At 8 for Amherst, 6 for Grand Island Central Catholic. But the Amherst boys win this one by a final of 45-40. We'll continue with more of our post-game show. Hopefully have a chance to talk with Eric Rippon, head coach here for the Broncos, when we return right after this.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Looking for your next vehicle? With the ongoing inventory shortage and unpredictable markets, look to your local family-owned dealership at Hastings Ford Lincoln for guidance and reassurance. We're the same dealership that made a bold commitment to not sell any of our new vehicles over MSRP when prices started to rise over 3 years ago, a commitment which we proudly continue to honor still to this day. Many things may have changed since then, but rest assured that our values and commitments have not. Join our family at Hastings Ford Lincoln.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Mary Lanning's been a very successful hospital in the area, a long-standing service to the community for over 100 years now. One of the important things that set Mary Lanning apart is its focus on safety and service to the community. My family grew up in this area. My parents both went to Hastings High School and my grandparents lived in the town. So I think it's part of the culture here in the Midwest. So I think it just is carrying over from the culture in this area to being practiced through the hospital. I liked the idea of coming to a smaller community and providing the service that a neurosurgeon can provide. It means that the patients have the confidence that they can get high-level treatment at their local hospital. My name is Dr. Scott Bell. I'm a neurosurgeon at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. I'm Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Well, we had a little trouble getting a hold of Coach Rippon, but we will talk to him at halftime. We made a contingency plan for that, so we'll talk with Eric Rippon at halftime of our second game tonight between Nebraska Christian and Donovan Trumbull. So if you're sticking around on the radio for that, join us at halftime of our second game here between the Cardinals and the Eagles. And the winner, of course, will have an opportunity Thursday to take on these Amherst Broncos, winners 45-40 over Grand Island Central Catholic. That is going to wrap up our New West Sports Medicine and North Peak Surgery postgame show. We'll have some music, and we'll be back with the pregame of our nightcap here between Nebraska Christian and Donovan Trumbull coming up next here on The Vibe, 98.9 FM.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
Thank you for being a part of this 98.9 The Vibe High School sports presentation. For a complete broadcast schedule, coaches' interviews, and past game recordings, go to newschannelnebraska.com. And thanks for listening to 98.9 The Vibe.